Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Okay, let us answer some interesting questions today. Interesting questions like, what happened to India Alliance? Kya hoga? Kuch hoga? Interesting questions like, what's happening with Congress? Is this Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra going to fetch them something? It's going to translate into results? Interesting questions like, ho gaya na? 2024 BJP guaranteed, no? Let's try and answer these questions. Let's get right into the show. You know, have you seen an ice cream cart? Ice cream cart has a bell that goes ting, 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 ting. And this ice cream cart, when it goes next to your house, the bell goes ting, 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 ting. People come out. They go near the ice cream cart. They hear the bell, therefore they come out, they go to near the ice cream cart, goes to the ice cream vendor, and the ice cream cart under the belt has a small cart where they keep ice creams. That's what it's called, ice cream cart. And the vendor gives you ice cream, sells ice cream to you. You take the ice cream, buy the ice cream, give him money. Theek hai na? So you have a bell that announces. And you have a cart that sells. Theek hai? Now imagine, if there was only the cart, the ice cream man goes next to your house, you will not even notice the ice cream man. He will come and go. The kind of sales that he can do or he does may not be as much as when he has the bell, because nobody notices him. He comes and goes. Kisi ko nahi malum. Sale doesn't happen. Now imagine the reverse. Imagine there's only a bell. Ting, 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 no cart. People will come out and see, ye kya bell baja raha hai? Why is he ringing the bell? Some people may abuse him also. There it will not convert into sale. Now why am I telling you this story? I am telling you the story is because bell is what we call as activation in marketing. Activation is what draws people. What draws people to a brand experience. What draws people. That is what that bell does. And the cart is the one that actually sells. So the bell draws people and the cart sells. The bell draws people and the cart sells. This is how it happens. So activation and sales. Again, why am I telling you this story? I am telling you this story is because when Bharat Jodo happened, remember I told you and a lot of people also told that Bharat Jodo may not necessarily translate into sales, translate into votes. Bharat Jodo Yatra may not translate into votes, and Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra will neither translate into votes. So what is happening is you have a bell which going ting, 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 even drawing a lot of crowd. Don't get fooled by people telling you nothing is happening. No, no, no. Media is not covering it. The Yatra is drawing crowd. There is no difference. There is no doubt about it. Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra is drawing crowd. Maybe not as much as south to north, which we also said. The market was different. The regions were different. This is east to west. Region is different. But it's drawing. It's still drawing crowd. But the point is, there is no cart. There is no cart where that crowd is translated into votes. And that's the problem with both Bharat Jodo Yatra and now Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra. The bell is very good. The bell is doing its job. But the bell is not going with a cart. There is no process of converting that into votes. That is what my opinion about Bharat Jodo Yatra. Now, you'll ask me, wo kaisa hota hai? What do you mean that you are not translating into vote? I'll try and explain to you using Modi's strategy. You know, 28th May, Modi inaugurated the parliament building. Modi was the central figure. Everything happened around Modi. On 23rd August, Modi was there with the Chandrayaan, with the flag. He was there. Modi again. 9 to 10 September, Modi, Modi, Modi and Modi all over the country, G20 summit. Modi made it happen. Modi made India famous. Modi made India powerful. 28th to 21st September, women reservation bill. Modi. You see, Modi created that brand. Modi emphasized his face. Modi emphasized the brand. Because everything that Modi was doing there, which is launching Chandrayaan, which is launching G20, world powerful, world leader, Vishwa Guru, doing a lot of things for women. Everything Modi, which all translates into one proposition, which he is using now, Modi ki guarantee. Modi ki guarantee. Modi ki guarantee is the cart. That is the cart that is used to get votes. The ting, 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 ting is all these. Modi inauguration, the parliament, Modi standing with the flag in Chandrayaan. All of this is the ting, 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 ting. Activation, sales. That part is missing in Congress campaign. Fantastic activation, nobody to sell. Is there anything that Congress is offering? Chandrayaan offer, Vishwa Guru G20 offer, Modi ki guarantee offer. Everything linking to Modi ki guarantee. Small things like 19th November, PM watches World Cup finals. I mean, one expected India to win. Modi expected India to win. It didn't happen. Otherwise, that would too be a Modi ki guarantee in a way. Okay, Modi visits Lakshadweep, Atal Setu in Mumbai. And the most important thing, the Pran Pratishtha of Ram. We made Ram temple happen, though it was late, but we made it happen, is what Modi said, Modi ki guarantee. Jyotiraditya Scindia stood there and said, Modi ki guarantee.
Jo sanatan dharm ko nasht karne ki baat karte the, jo kehte the ki Prabhu Shri Ram केवल काल्पनिक है अगर इस देश में विश्वास है तो केवल प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी की गारंटी का विश्वास है
सो एवरी इवेंट वॉज मोदी की गारंटी एवरी इवेंट वॉज कंक्लूडेड टू मोदी की गारंटी कांग्रेस नीड्स टू हैव दैट वन कॉन्सेप्ट दैट दे आर सेलिंग दैट कॉन्सेप्ट इज मिसिंग न्याय कैनॉट बी अ कॉन्सेप्ट I cannot go and sell justice. Justice for all cannot be a selling proposition. A selling proposition has to be something more tangible. Tangible for the people of India. Sell a tax-free India. Sell a GST, reduced GST India. No taxes for women. Pick up a concept. Sell that concept. Travel across the country. Talk about it. Activation, sales. The concept is sold. But somewhere down the line, intangible concept like Bharat Jodo worked but won't translate into sales. Intangible concept like Nyay, justice may work but will not translate into sales. Sales is when you offer something. Sales is when you offer something. Complete man is a proposition, but the beautiful suiting is what you offer. You buy a suit. Complete man cannot be something that you buy. You can't say, a complete man dena baba. Likewise, you can't vote for justice. Justice sounds right. Justice for all sounds right. But that won't translate into sales. That won't translate into votes. For vote, you need something tangible for a person to vote for. And that big idea is what Congress is missing. Until such time that Congress has that big idea, gets that big idea on road and speaks about that big idea. And then Rahul goes with this tongue, 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 where he draws people. And then the big idea, it all connects to the big idea. This is not going to help. This is not going to work. You'll find a lot of euphoria. You'll find a lot of Congress supporters coming and talking to him. You may also find non-Congress supporters, fence sitters coming for the function. Enjoying speaking to Rahul Gandhi or meeting Rahul Gandhi or hugging Rahul Gandhi. All that you can see. But that may not necessarily convert into votes till such time that you have a big idea. This is the point I want to make through my editorial today. Big idea leke aao. Phir, your activation will work. Now, let's talk about India. You see, India Alliance, I am hopeful even today. You know why I am hopeful about India Alliance? It's not because yesterday Mamata Banerjee said she is going to fight alone, or Bhagwan Mann said that he is going to fight alone in Punjab, or maybe tomorrow Arvind Kejriwal will say he is going to fight alone in Delhi. JDU, Nitish Kumar, well, he has always been, you know, one day here and one day there, morning, day, evening, night. So all of these people, they may be juggling with their votes, with their, or they may be negotiating, they may be putting up their price, or they may be kind of, you know, getting tough with each other. All of this happens, but I still think that India Alliance will happen. The reason I think India Alliance will happen is not because these people love each other, or these people definitely want to come together, or they have a common ideology, or they have a common good of India and all that. It's not because of that. Because if it all of that, I would have said maybe they will not. Common good of India and all, politicians, well, it's all that in bhashans. In real life, wo sab nahi hota. It is not for India that they will come together. It is for their own self that they may come together, for their own existence. Imagine to 2024, Modi comes back. And imagine if Narendra Modi comes back with 400 seats. I am not deliberately talking Bharatiya Janata Party, because today there is actually nothing called Bharatiya Janata Party. There is Narendra Modi. So therefore, I am using the word Narendra Modi. Narendra Modi comes back in 2024. If Narendra Modi comes back in 2024, imagine what is going to happen to Mamata Banerjee in Kolkata. What will she be reduced to? Imagine what will happen to Arvind Kejriwal. I mean, I'm even worried what will happen to Arvind Kejriwal before 2024. If Arvind Kejriwal is out of the prison, or if not gone to the prison by then, imagine what will happen after 2024. Imagine where JDU will stand. Because do you think that BJP will trust JDU anymore? Morning he is with them, evening he goes out, again next day morning in, evening out. You think BJP will trust? You and I know that he cannot be trusted. You think BJP will trust him? Somebody like Sharad Pawar or Uddhav Thackeray or any regional party. Imagine what these regional parties will be reduced to between 2024 and 2029 if BJP is 400 plus. Or if Narendra Modi party is 400 plus. That is the right way to put it, like I told you before. What will be the state of these parties? So these parties will come along, will work out some way or another before the election to come together. Not for your sake or mine, but their own sake, their own freedom, their own party existence, their own existence. More importantly, to ensure that they are not behind bars. These parties will come together, and that is my belief of India Alliance. How much ever, I don't know the word that I can use here, but how much ever selfish that it may sound, that's why these parties will come together. So that's my thing about India Alliance. My last point which we said, is it a cakewalk for Bharatiya Janata Party? I still say it's not. I still say it's not a cakewalk for Narendra Modi government in 2024. Though the situation looks very good. Very good today. Absolutely good. But it is still not a cakewalk. Why? Because 2019, they had maximized their markets. They had maximized in Karnataka, they had maximized in Maharashtra, they had maximized in Uttar Pradesh, they had maximized in Madhya Pradesh, they had maximized in Rajasthan, they had maximized in territories that they were good at, they were strong. While they are still strong in most of these territories, they have not extended their territories. They have not extended their territory to Kerala. They have not extended their territories to Tamil Nadu. they have gone, they have made a mark into Telangana, but it is not that drastic that things may change in Telangana like they did in West Bengal during 2018, 2017, 18, 19, and then 2019, you saw what they did in West Bengal, and they got a fairly decent numbers. That didn't happen in Kerala. That didn't happen. That hasn't happened yet in Tamil Nadu. That still hasn't happened in Telangana. That still hasn't happened in Andhra Pradesh. So, while the areas they were in, they're still good. But these are areas they have not captured. Karnataka is not as good as what it was before in 2018. Maharashtra, all said and done, is not as good as what it was in 2018-19. So, like I said, and lot of other states, like I said, it is not a cakewalk. Though it even today looks very good for Bharatiya Janata Party for 2024. So, I will be a fool to think otherwise. But I still say, it is not a cakewalk. A lot of things change in political parties, and I know for a fact, and any senior politician will tell you, that politics, there is nothing certain till such time that it happens. Nothing is certain. So that's what I will end this editorial with. Till I see you tomorrow at before I end. You see, I would request you to press the bell icon. A lot of you all write to me that my editorial doesn't reach you. In fact, a lot of people wrote to me whether I have stopped doing my editorials. I do my editorials regularly. It doesn't reach you. Chances are you have not pressed the bell icon. Please do press the bell icon. And if you have not subscribed to SW News Network, please subscribe to SW News Network. And do press the bell icon so that all notification comes to you. And you can watch editorial with me. And I would love that. So, till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10 p.m. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our cutting edge news app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.